Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. All you need
is to believe. Your two hands are lifted up to Jesus. And Father, we honor you for your love. We humble ourselves before your throne. And we say, take the glory. Because you share your glory with no man. You sit enthroned in the cherubim of glory upon the mercy seat, and you are God alone. Thank you for your love and your abundant grace that threw out all our wickedness. Rejection, you still do not cast us out. We are grateful. This is why we have lifted holy hands to you this morning. As a sign of surrender, as a sign of appreciation, as a sign of worship, as a sign to bring that which is due you unto you. Reign, oh God, reign. This morning I'm asking your hand of blessing upon your people. And I pray, Holy Spirit, that we will hear your mind, your intention. Nothing else. Rebuke every demonic presence. Give us the flow in the precious name of Christ Jesus. Thank you for inhabiting our praise and worship. We give you honor, glory, and praise. Let your presence have its way. Jesus' precious name. Amen. Will you help me applaud the Lord? Give him glory, give him glory, give him glory. Give him glory. Help me appreciate Pastor Kofi. Are you clapping? Are you clapping? Good morning to all of you, ladies and gentlemen. One more time, we give God the glory for his love and mercy toward us. This is a W3 service. W3 means word, worship, and wonders. We are transmitting live from Isaac Amponsa Memorial Temple in the city of Accra, Tesano, specifically. We want to thank God for the lives of everybody. You are much, much appreciated. Say a good amen. Our foundation scripture this morning has always been John chapter 12, verses number 20 and 21. John chapter 12, verses number 20 and 21. John the 12th chapter, verses 20 and 21. The Bible said there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of the cider of Galilee, and desired him, saying, Sir, we want to see Jesus. We came to see Jesus. We wish to see Jesus. We desire to see Jesus. Having read you this, I will want to go further and read Luke chapter number 21, verses number 34, 35, and 36. Luke chapter 21, verses number 34, 35, and 36. The Bible said, take heed to yourselves. Leaves at any time, your hearts be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness and the curse of this life, and so that they come upon you unawares, for as a sinner it shall come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch. The Bible said, pray always. There are things coming, events that are coming. There are things beyond the capacity of human beings that are coming. Watch. There are things coming. Event or series, fleet of events coming. They are so voluminous. The magnanimity of the things that are coming. The Bible could not put it in verbose vocabulary. So he called them things. Couldn't point hands on it. Things. Things. As I'm speaking to you right now, in Haiti, Port-au-Prince, right now, they went and assassinated their own president. When they killed the president, then they went into the houses of ministers. Oh, honorable ni abauso. Two team. Two akoma near the achere oma. As I'm speaking to you right now, last week, a preacher was going to church with his two boys in the car. They shot through the car. The preacher stopped. Then they said to the preacher, "We are wicked people." Now people can claim wickedness. We are wicked people and we will prove it to you. Then they shot through the heart of one of his boys and left the rest of them. As I'm speaking to you, the heart of the preacher is bleeding. Not only that, the heart of the body of Christ, as I'm speaking to you, I have mentioned it to you, we are also bleeding. Things are coming that the nation can kill their own president. I thought it was in Rwanda many years ago during the, where they shot their presidential plane down themselves. Shoot president to death. And you shoot and kill. Agbile. These are things that are coming. And you may have an opinion on it. And you know, isn't it amazing why the church is quiet on even eschatological events like that? Isn't it amazing that, you know, the pulpit is quiet, just like this LGBTQ+, why the church is so quiet? Why, where are all the big voices? You know, why are we quiet? Why are we quiet? Why do we leave it for just a handful of people, you know, arguing this rubbish? You know, why do we leave it for that? Where are all our voices? Where have we gotten to? Because you will get a diplomatic passport out of it. You will travel through the VVIP lounge and get some few dollars and get state-assisted events. Then they will come making noise. Where are all those voices and where are their stance concerning this rubbish and manners? Where are their voices? People will keep quiet on the eschatological events. Things that are coming to pass. They will keep quiet on it. Yeah. Nobody is saying, you know, talking about the express love of God towards this corrupt generation, that he loves us and gave his only begotten son, that everybody who believes in him should not perish in hellfire, but shall have eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. Where is that message? Where is the message of repent or perish? Luke chapter number, you know, the Bible makes it Luke chapter 5 and verse number 3 and I think, you know, Luke chapter 13 rather, verse number 3 and 5. Luke 13, 3 and 5. You know, yeah. Where is that message? Repent or perish. You are either on one side or the other. There are no gray areas. Repent or perish. Message is clear. Go to verse 5. It's not part of our submission. You're just looking at it. Look at it. How can he say the same thing in two verses? Go to verse 3 again. Look at the scripture very carefully. Look at this. Categorically, nothing changed on the screen. So, you know, the only thing that changed on the screen is the verse of the chapter. Turn it into verse 5. You don't see anything changing significantly. It is just the verse of the scripture. Turn it into verse number 3 again. You see, it is only the verse that is changing. That is why you are not seeing. Jesus is saying this. I tell you, nay or no, but except ye repent, ye shall also likewise perish. you will also likewise perish. And so it becomes, or it behooves the church with a very, very serious assignment in this particular end time. Very serious assignment. Ladies and gentlemen, let me use opportunity to tell everybody that is here present. Heaven is real. Hell is real. Judgment is real. Yeah, judgment is real. You will stand before the judgment seat of Christ and you will be judged according to your works. There's no two ways about that. Let me remind you, the rapture is real. Let me go ahead and remind the body of Christ. This also is the end time. Depending on anyhow you see it, this is the end time. You may be seated in the presence of God. Thank you very much. Therefore, when somebody becomes born again, you know, he becomes a child of God, you know, filled with the Holy Spirit. When Jesus says, my name has been placed on you, you are now a Christian. You are like the Christ, the anointed one. So are you anointed in that same capacity and sphere. When he brings the born again believer into that particular parameter, we, you know, everything about that person becomes new, brand new. This is what the Bible implies. Brand new. You are new. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 17. Therefore, if a man be in Christ, he's a new creation. All things passes away. Behold, all things have become new. Next verse, in the verse number 18, the Bible said, and all things are of God, who have reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. I love verse number 19, where the Bible talked about to wit that God was in Christ, reconciling the world back to himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and had committed unto us the word of reconciliation. In other words, it is not only the ministry of reconciliation that he talked about in verse number 18, but he is also giving us the word, the message, the emphasis, the content of reconciliation, that all men should repent and come to his saving knowledge. That is, it's not the will of God that any should perish, that everybody should come to repentance. Bring back the scripture. I love this verse number 19. Put it back. Put it in a different version. In this version, the Bible said, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 9, God put the world square. Now, let's go out of the Message Bible. GNT, something a bit easy and softer. Our message is that God was making all human beings like friends through Christ. Friends! That he does not see you as enemies. Friends through Christ. The Bible said God did not keep an account of your sins. And he has given us the message, the content, the emphasis. Yeah, the reiterative message which tells us how he makes them his friends. How he makes us his friends. So when I stand here, Pastor Kova is leading worship and I've lifted holy hands, I am a friend of God. Friends of God come to worship. Friends of God. Just like the Bible said, love covers a multitude of sins. And when you are my friend, you will not hurt me. Just like Dede is my friend, I have not hurt her, I will not hurt her. Anything that will hurt her feelings and anything that will hurt her convictions, I will not do because she is my friend. If she is my friend, then minyane huabotre metom mebu asuwanho. I am not going to endure her. I am going to enjoy and celebrate her. I am not going to tolerate her. I am going to celebrate her. Really honor her. This is what I'm talking about. And when we talk about things like that, because she is my friend, when I share something with her, it belongs to me and it belongs to my friend. This is how it works. And therefore, I will not hurt the integrity and the veracity and the authenticity of the word of God, who is the Christ, the Christos, the Son of God, the sacrifice of the world through, his blood. He shed his precious blood to redeem you and I, that we might become children of God. The Bible said, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed unto us, that we should be called the children of God. And yes, indeed, we are. Munsha odokura ejano, edi adoye, emposu ofreye, unyankupomba ane yeyinyame mampa. This is what Jesus has done for his friends. Therefore, when I look at the portrait of Hebrews chapter number 12 and verse number 1, the Bible makes a very solid presentation. Listen to what God's word says. The Bible said, wherefore seeing also, we also are compassed about with a great cloud of witnesses. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doeth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. My theme, for today is run the race. Run the race that is set before you with patience. And before that, he had said something. Today your phones are a little bit small. We said something. Wherefore, seeing also that we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Put it in a different version. Let's see exactly what that phrase means. As for us, we have a large crowd of witnesses around us. So then, let us rid ourselves of everything that gets in the way. Next version. This version says very categorically clear. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such great cloud of witnesses. Another version. In this one, the Bible says, therefore, since we are surrounded by a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith. The next one says, therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses who by faith have testified to the truth of God's absolute faithfulness. Yeah. The next version, this one says, do you see what this means? All these pioneers, watch this well. All these pioneers who blazed the way. In other words, the trailblazers, the trendsetters, the pioneers, people that have gone ahead of us, the people who served the Lord before us, they are with the Father and they have become witnesses. Let me put it in a very simple way so everybody will understand. It is like heaven is watching a football match, which we are players. Heaven is watching the baby just panicked. I screamed. Screaming, no, the one I will bet here could say. Heaven is watching a football match, and Kofio Draw is number 5. You are number 10. You are the striker. Heaven is watching a game and you are a striker. And therefore, people like Elijah is watching. Moses is watching. Yeah, Jeremiah is watching. We are having people like Obadiah watching. Isaiah is watching. Samuel is watching. Melchizedek is watching. Right now, Rhoda is watching. Lois is watching. Eunice is watching. Phoebe is watching. Mary is watching. Mary of Magdala is watching. We have Zebedee's children. John and James, Andrea, they are watching. Bartholomew is watching. As a matter of fact, ladies and gentlemen, we are in a game where Elijah and Elisha are sitting very nicely, and they are saying, when we were playing, we didn't play it like that. They are, what you know, he's playing your position. Abraham is watching. Moses is watching. The friends of God have come to the game, and they are sitting. When you are opening your boyfriend's door, they are watching. Watching. They are watching. Heaven is in place, and they are watching again. They are watching again. When you come here to sing in the worshipers and you still go to commit abortion, heaven watches you like that with a cloud of witnesses. The cloud of witnesses are watching. Let me give you a very vivid example. Let me use His Majesty King Osetutu II, the 16th occupant of the golden stool, of Asante Mine. And the moment Nana Osetu II, Utumfo, His Majesty Nana Nkwaso, the moment he sits on that throne, he is not sitting in the capacity of himself. The moment he sits, he must remember 15 other pioneers who have sat on that throne. Their integrity, their blood, their posterity, their legacy, their dynasty is on that particular chair. The moment the 16th occupant is sitting on that chair, he must remember, Osetutu the first, the founding father of Asante Mine. He must remember him. He must remember, people who have gone ahead of him, like Afrifa. He must remember people like Opokuari the first, and remember somebody like Kwekudia, the first, Kwekudia the second, remember people like that. Osajman Prempeh the first, was Prempeh the second, Otumfo Opokuari the second, before, once he sits on that chair, you cannot see. That is why Nana Utumfo Pokuari Osetu the second is very astute. He is not only a facilitator to education, he is not only, the chancellor of the University of Kwame Nkrumah, he is not only he is also a businessman, he is also an entrepreneur, he is also looking for progress for his people, and making sure that Asante Mine is represented on the atlas or on the globe, because it is not only his dynasty, he is building up on the dynasty of great kings that have come. When the chancellor of the University of Ghana, when I look at the University of Ghana, the chancellor, when she sits down, because there is a woman chancellor right now, when she sits on that particular chair, the chancellor must remember that she has many predecessors that have gone ahead of her. So the chancellor of the University of Ghana must appreciate and understand that all those predecessors didn't come to joke. You will have to know that many people, including the first chancellor, Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, have gone ahead of you. The second chancellor, have gone ahead of you. People like Dr. Liman have gone ahead of you. People who have come way ahead have gone ahead of you. These are all chancellors that have gone ahead of you. For the first time in our history, we have women, a woman chancellor. We have a woman who is the chairperson of the university council. And then we have a vice chancellor who is a woman. For the first time in our history. Amazing, isn't it? When I look at the vice chancellors, you know, the list of the vice chancellors, you can have so many great people who have come in the place of vice chancellors. You know, when you look at, can you give me something, please? Let's work. You know, list of people who have occupied that seat, you know, goes ahead in sphere. I'm talking about vice chancellors. Focus, please, and work with me. You know, vice chancellors have come. I remember, you know, it starts with people like Connor Cruz O'Brien, and then it goes to Alexander Utum, you know, goes up, go up, go up, go up. Let's work, focus, you know, and let's pick up on something. You know, when I look at somebody like Daniel Beko, you know, vice chancellor, talking about vice chancellor, Akilakpa Sawyer, George Bennett, you remember Professor George Bennett, you know, and then Professor Ivan Adaimensa. Recently we have Professor Kwedrasen So Ochre, and then we had Professor Clifford Nipoy Tego, and then recently we had Professor, you know, Ernest Aite, and now we are having, you know, Professor Udru Usu, now is Professor Nana Abba, you know, go up there, let me pick her name right, and give honor, go up, go, all right, go, come up, you know, it goes like, who is this? Who is this? Professor Nanaba, when we not just say, it was so to me, a king kind, so I need me, a conversation, Professor Nanaba appear Amfo. One king kind. Okay, yeah. This young lady right now, when she sits on the vice chancellor's seat in her office, she must remember Professor Adaimensa. Akilakpa Sawyer. She must remember that I am not here in my capacity. My dynasty didn't bring me here. Even though my merits have brought me here, I am going to build up on the dynasty of noble people. I am not here to joke. Same thing happens when you look at the list of, you know, people who have become like Chief of Defense Staff, CDS of the Ghana Armed Forces. When you look at all of them, I think 31 of them in all number. When the Chief of Defense Staff sits down, you know, he must not even think that it is my power. Same as Chief of Army Staff. Same. You know, when we look clearly at people who have sat, all these people have come to that particular office, noble people, people who could refuse bribes, people who could refuse all these kinds of things. They are, and most of these people are not dead yet. Therefore, they sit on your television and they are watching you at home. Whoever is now the CDS, your predecessors are watching you. They are your cloud of witnesses. Don't joke with them. Serious! When I clearly look at people that have become the moderators of the Presbyterian Church of Ghana, the current moderator cannot joke. It started in 1918 with Peter Hall, a Cape Coast born or Gold Coast born Jamaican who studied in this country, became our first moderator, Nathaniel Asare. You know, moderator Corte, moderator Richard Martinson, S.S. Odonko, E.V. Osihine became our moderator. Moderator Max Dodu, L. Odija. Yeah. J.K. Sintimisa, one of the five moderators who have become moderators of Ghana. Then after moderator Sintimisa came I.H. Frimpong. You know, Mrs. Frimpong, man's own brother. Is this one. Then came moderator D.A. Cranting. Then A.A. Beko came to be our moderator. You know, my favorite moderator, Sam Prempe, came to be our moderator. Then moderator Yao Frimpong Manson, the Munini Nyantokano, came up to be your moderator. And then moderator Emmanuel Mate, Mompesiaka, Abek Kamudinho, Abek Kamabakosamo, Ebiabia, Yabepo, moderator Yao Frimpong Mansudin, Yedin Tokwanoa, Munin Koyeno, Yedebekam. Emmanuel Mate moderator Cephas Umenyo, he resigned from the post, and now we have J.O.Y. Mante. So if J.O.Y. Mante sits on that chair at Kuku Hill, Usu, he will have to remember that people have gone ahead of you, like Sinti Misa and Frimpo and Prempe and Beko have all gone ahead of you. Wouldn't you mean from moderator and Uenyamno in Chuchuni? From when I look at the, you know, like the position of the Speaker of Parliament, you know, for example, this Speaker, the Right Honorable Alvan Sumana Gbagben, cannot take that position for granted. Anytime he wears that robe and sits on that chair, he will have to understand that I have come to an office that have been held by noble people. Yeah, it started in the Fourth Republic. We started with Justice D.F. Anand. Go up. We, you know, Justice D.F. Anand. And then Honorable Peter Ala Ajete. It went to Honorable Ebenezer Virginia Sachi Hughes. And then went to, you know, Right Honorable Choice Adeline Bamford Atto. And then goes to Right Honorable Joe Achaho. And then recently it was Right Honorable Professor Aaron Mike Okwe. And this particular speaker, therefore, speaker, we untimin first seat, you know, and your massam, untimin fanyansanum, untimin fanyakuhi, untimin fa, and when yamwa, and welcome yana honor. In Chuchuri from, I don't know who I'm talking to right now. Yeah. When I look at the office of like Chief Justices of the Republic of Ghana, you know, I will come to a particular place, you know, it starts from all up to, and it goes, you know, maybe a position. If we, 1876, we have had people occupying that particular position. It will go up, let me see, you know, the number of them, you know, from number one, go down. Down, go up there somewhere, you know, no, up, you know, and then the 26 Chief Justice. Let me start from number one. First Chief Justice, Bruni, Sir Devery Patrick Chambers, Smith, Marshall, then came also Burley, MacLeod, yeah, Hutchison, and then it goes to Bradford, then Crampton. All these were Abrofo until we went further. George, you know, Campbell. Let go up and then let me see the people I may know. You know, Akufo-Addo Sr., the father of His Excellency the President, you know, became a Chief Justice. You know, then Bannerman, then Azucrab became a Chief Justice. Then we had Chief Justice Apalu. Then came to Chief Justice Sowa, Chief Justice Edward Archer. You remember him, the light-skinned man. Amazing gentleman. Then came Chief Justice Kwabena Aband, that fine gentleman. Then went up to Chief Justice, it wasn't Akwa. I knew that one closely. Chief Justice Redu. Yeah, Chief Justice Redu. Then Kingsley George Akwa. Then recently, Chief Justice Georgina Todora Wu. Then came Chief Justice Sophia Ekufu. And right now, Enim Yeboah cannot use that office as a joke, because, ladies and gentlemen, Akunyanu Awatesoni, you're very serious. Let me finish with the position of the IGP, Inspector General of Police of the Republic of Ghana. You know, when it comes to Inspector General, first IGP, you know, Hatchford, then went to, since your thing is not too clear, it will just be good for me to go through my notes. Hallelujah. Expand a bit and let me see if I can at least read through now. You could see something? So, just like we have had a Speaker of Parliament whose name was Bamford, our first, you know, IGP was a colonel, Lieutenant Colonel in the Armed Forces, Bamford, he became then Nottingham, you know, then I think it's Batley or something. Abrofo came up because Sabre, you know, that was what it is. And then goes up. All these Abrofi came up to be our, let me refer to my notes. Adia Ababichem should speak to us. Abako Samoa, Echemuako, and near maybe one more should be statements to us for us to be able to learn some very meaningful lessons out of it. One moment, please. Hallelujah. Say a good amen. Very, very, very interesting. Was it pa? Hallelujah. Praise God. All right. It is a unipa ekofa akunyano na otenaso. Na ye di atadiye ne sheno. Na ye di unhumane bonwa. Na ye di chene sheno. Na gana fo boje wosua. Shaye! Nwa me utimu anyode. Frise! Tirimude ba pe na huyasi ye di enim. I wish I can tell. You know, adia ni pe chiri omon prate. And he said, you know, everybody is applauding and you are saying something different. You are saying something different, which is not hate, but you are trying to bring kokobo. They do not want to know about that. No, no, no. Oh dear. And then I was, you know, Obama kokobo biya edechire nipa. They do not want to know. And so I go, you know, so follow me on the thing. The first, you know, IGP was Bamford, followed by Nottingham. Then, you know, we had a particular Ballantyne IGP. Then we had Pickle. Then we had Alexander. First black IGP, IGP E.R.T. Magite, came up to be our IGP. Then right after Magite, you know, we had another particular fine gentleman, Harley, became our IGP. Then came J.H. Cobner. Then also IGP Akon. And then came IGP Kwache. And then went further, we had, in this particular country, IGP Lamte. Then came Che. Then came a very fine IGP, Kubleno, an SS Omane, who comes from the president's hometown, Chibi, you know. And then we have IGP, you know, Dowonu. Then came IGP Kofi. I remember when, you know, growing up, IGP Peter Namfuri was, you know, in place. Then recently we had NS Opoku Usupoku. Then came also Nana Usu Nsia was our IGP. Then came Peter K. Echampong, you know, the fine Kofodia gentleman. Then we had a woman IGP who did 5 months, actually. It was, you know, Madame Mills Robinson. Then came IGP Quay. Then came the IGP that started the police visibility program, you know, Mohammed Ahmed Al-Hassan. Then IGP John Kudalo. Then recently we had David Asantia Pietu. Then my lovely friend James Opombuenu became our IGP. Now we have Dr. Dampare, the most popular name in Ghana right now, which people fear and tremble at. Because ye jimmy ye wa to the point they say, Emranya juma, ye to me and say see a bo wakuko drum se gana de emranya juma. I fe yenya wo bia weshinya adiye na wapese odinya misuro eshe IGP saben na e juma womu ye yen na won no e de konenim. Immediately no, I feel people feel very, very intimidated and agitated because ye mpese ye dimra so red son ye. Come, you know, cycle red so on you know, motorbike only license or the bitchum or share helmet or the bitchum. That is our lifestyle. Yet, Subano is Suban four, Suban Finin Yachum, or Bianyan country. But I'm telling you, so you have somebody who does not only want to make a name for himself but wants to build up on the legacy of all the people who have sat on that chair. You don't joke with that person. Because hey, I'm telling you, sir, IGP, much of the politicians in a problem. Opa, I sign you soon. Just a muyinadi. Meanwhile, I signed 4 years because very soon, Obechichimatum. Very soon, Obechi Chimatum on Kasse, we are Minister of State, on Kasse, we are MP. Uchimi obed them. Uchimi obed them. Which me over them, me America say, and was some yesterday. On Tassa, we a coffee or true. On Tassa, oh, Tia! The thing I have realized about this new IGP is that he is very gentle, very respectful, but very firm. The first time I met this IGP was at Ohinehiri Gifty, auntie's 50th birthday. He was not an IGP. He was a commissioner of police. When he saw me from afar sitting on the table, he woke up from his chair and then walked to me and saluted and said, Papa, I mean, shit out. Michelle, Debbie, Tio, Debbie, Nam, Eduman, one, Amoyeno, Papa Mongo, son, Amoye, Eduman. But Kofi Odro, Jimia, on Kasena, Michano, on Kasena, Mitieno, Emrania, D. Yeah, Juma, Uchimi, Ubet them, Messi Uchimi, Ubet them, Uchimi, Ubet them, Uchimi. Why? Yes, I say so, adieu. But in heaven, the Bible said in heaven, God and his cohorts, Holy Spirit, Jesus, and one more thing. Kofi Odro is preaching. You know, now Holy Spirit, I catch you, Jesus. I know you're good. Oh, you're good. My man at home, oh, you're good. Or Kasanyansa, where we just bit me preaching the whole day. Oh, you're good. Now, for your pawn, sorry, no mugu so, eh? You say, oh, my pawn, sorry, mu kofi. You know, a common denoir, none a bufu up. The cocoa bonnet bar. Now, for what didn't say, who no beckoner, you're so. Oh, Hong Kong Cruise, Sadi and Eddie, where Trump says, when you need Sadi and all, we're just Hadi and at all. Jesus, so what do you mean, Hadi? What do you mean, Hadi? We will see a true fear, not a few drop packet. We did him at the anyway. At the end of the middle of me, Pacho, me, he told them, who names are, I'm coming to them and all, who names are, I'm out of Hong Kong Cruise, and some are catching them. Me catch them, Zaku, and I didn't say. Catch them, Zaku, and I didn't say. Jesus, a munyabo tremano, or become it down, will become it down. Hong Kong cross, Zaku, we are what started, Sano. On come it down, just away, Guadin and Iso, and Jesus, and your mom function. A cloud of witnesses are watching us. They are watching us. They are watching us. God is watching. 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 I don't know who I'm talking to right now. God is watching. God is watching. Whilst you commit an abortion, he is watching. A brand new whilst you are bearing false witness against your neighbor, God is watching. IGP crase with Jimmy and Ubed them. I'm a Maya steady. First mode driving, quasia driving all over the place. They say, we are not cameras. You so. One more, yeah, no one pick your number. as a reporter at police headquarters. Yeah, so ya kakabin some obwa, they would track your number. Oh, into Sabre no but Jimmy Bre Prosino a chum. Now you know Nemo Munkas and Chamo boys, and your boys are here, your boys are here for no. Omo de Omo Kranes Omo Dim kind them. Cause Jimmy and Wumu Jimmy Okwaho. Spinters Road and Grophobia Mutage in a whole stop a while, so your boys are here. Boys are here, more draw and some opam. What you man is saying? The heavens are watching. So bad, sorry, Kwasida, and we can move a communion. And yet, communion, no, I would do, you know, you have rubbish the communion. Just rubbish the communion. With the meaning of tenace, a kekamboni boom, it. Yeah, we have a communion. My Jesus, cow, Juma, Medi, Ache, D. We are Juma, ECG, Gridco, VRA. Gia, Dia, D. I found something very interesting in Florence Nightingale's Nurses' Pledge. I want to read it to you. Florence Nightingale's Nurses' Pledge. This is Florence Nightingale. She is a nurse. Look at the pledge that she wrote. She said, I solemnly pledge myself before God in the presence of this assembly to pass my life in purity and to practice my profession faithfully. Enlarge this thing for me. I shall abstain. I shall abstain from whatever deleterious and mischievous, and shall not take or unknowingly administer any harmful drug. Hey, call a book for Momra Miti. Mwamukunsa, Papa no Eire wo Rich Hospital, and then some Momra Miti. I shall do all in my power to maintain and elevate the standard of my profession and will hold in confidence with all personal matters committed to my keeping and all family affairs coming to my knowledge in the practice of my calling. That means that Prophet, you know, Florence Nightingale believed that nursing was a calling. I shall be loyal to my work, devoted towards the welfare of those committed to my care. Signed, Florence Nightingale. There is a young man and a young nurse, girl, whose job, the place between the hospital and the village is too far. In the middle of the street. Ghana! Baby, I won't. As your leaders are buying Lexus in numbers, I'm talking to you. Bring the vow again. I will pick up a few words. Before God, a nurse and everybody here has made a vow. It is not just a vow, it is before God. It will be nurse a patients in a now what to tell one that it is still the cloud of witnesses are watching. They are watching. They are watching. He said, I pledge that I will practice my profession in purity and in faithfulness. Hey! This is a noble calling. Dr. Forbe Konomu Bones, the Nan Wachimota Hospital. Patient, the home, me, now, nurse, a funny doctor for no ever Facebook. God will judge you. God will judge you. God will judge you. Adia Bakwa may pay one nurse's pledge and I finish. Adia Bakwa may pay one nurse's pledge, you know. Listen to this. Apart from he, she saying that I will be faithful to my work. The point that she said, I will do all in my power to maintain and elevate the standard. That means that the standard can be low, but I will do all in my power to raise it up. But I will do all in my power to raise the standard. I will raise the standard. I will not do that. I will raise the standard. I will elevate. I will maintain. I will elevate. I will maintain. Even though I have not received all the equipments that I need to work, but I will do all in my power, including improvising. I will do all in my power to maintain and elevate the standard. Maintenance. When we build a rich hospital, it was beautiful. God is watching with a cloud of witnesses. Akunyana awotisono. Kwesi amu akutenaso. Benson ida husa tenaso. Akunyana awotisono. Anti Grace edunfa tenaso. Akunyana awotisono. Duncan William tenaso. Ya ajinasari tenaso. Sam Kranchi Ankra tenaso. Christiana Dotete tenaso. Akunyana awotisono. Enipebia. Wama yenwe suwate sedaki wad mills atenaso. Iti pionye! Utiyeti weyang kenye di. Eji no, akonyanu wa wotesu no. Woman so tenasa akonyani diso. Ransford obeyin tenaso. You know, akonyanu wa wotesu no. Apostle nim tenaso. MK, you know, yabua etenaso. Ya, unyina etenaso. Pukunyina etenaso. Into me, Michael, into me. Etenasa akonyawu iso. You know, Johannes Zimmerman. Etenasa akonyawu iso. Womo omochuro bagro ne. By three more, you know, Johanne Christella, etenas akunya wiso, akunyanwa wotesono, and penifobia, a fair genie borkash in the swire, atenaso, it wouldn't mean tenacunyaneso, and facunyan in yachum, and facunyano en yamunyuno, and facunyano en ya pesam in kumina, and facunyan in me, and ferra titin yimi, let be a catcher father for the father, atadifitani and fen yimu, sana presbia batacadini and fen yimu, as of Yani mfanyi miyo, mishen kwa siya nsore, eni mkwa siya sofra begugana ha, haba frenya me Kristo Yesu wejumem, na you know, wamo me wenyame mafum, God, and the cloud of witnesses, I watch. Makadi ya yachido. God is watching. God is watching. God is watching. Can you just imagine that? You know, me your crusade, and a more better preacher, a more senior preacher, like, you know, Evangelist Morgan, is in Kumasi right now, and is watching me on television. Because this scripture, that he is part of the cloud of witnesses. He is part of the cloud of witnesses. These former moderators, they are watching me right now. Make Sani preaching hermeneutically, homiletically. If I put together the apologetics and it is right, they know. If it is wrong, they know. Because they are better theologians, far better than I am. They know the sphere and understand far better. You know, if I am, whilst I'm standing here right now, if I do a very good exegesis, they know. If I am doing a good dissemination or elicitation of the word of the Lord, they know. They know, because the cloud of witnesses are watching. You know, se me ko parke me kawo baby na me she hood na me she nika na me ko che si me girl na se obi te area ho na anya ko fi odro ka na si he. You know, unknown so or ye part of the cloud of witnesses. We bet to me a deep on in a sea, but God, stand to your feet, clap your hands for the Lord. Clap these hands, clap these hands, clap these hands. When Pastor Kofa is singing, Reverend Esther Nyamicha is sitting at home and watching. You know, Dr. Kwesi Miriku sits at home and watching you and assessing you whether what you are doing is in line with the word of God and with music and with lyrical composition or with rhythmical infusion of music. You know, whether it's symphonic, poetic, harmonic, or melodic, they are watching you and listening to you very carefully. Yeah, there are far better people that have gone ahead of you, and those people, ladies and gentlemen, are your cloud of witnesses. They are watching you. When Black Star are playing, and today are you and her brothers and the players are playing, there are also older players like Abedi, Ayu Pele, like Yeboah Anthony, who are watching from home. You know, Quinson Abeye, they are sitting at home and they are watching. You know, the people who are, you know, out there, old guys, Awudu Isaac. They are sitting at home and they are watching, you know, and they are thinking, no, they should have done this. The cloud of witnesses are watching. In TGR for customs, said your momo yenny, sana womu chair money, no, ka uniform, moving your scar to be asher. I sit down when I'm looking at, you know, great Kofu, you po be able to read a muntina kanya dundum be, but munya sensi hun. Many better people have sat on the seat you are sitting. America, what is all makasi umupo be able to read a muntina kanya dumaba? Money America, for when they used to load, kesia. Most of the animal for ticket, no matter for plane kohono. Mon mani mujina no mon puna fugu ono. Yain nem omo why mu ne use load. Fix it! Eja is enze unu enze, ye po bi ye bua tu yudem. Uko ye na po ne na hodi ane ezi ebe desi mu ni mwache. Ye po ye bua tu yudem. Same. Anybody who doesn't have a backup plan is a poor planner. You don't have a backup. Ye jina hei. By the grace of God, umudum kania, our generator will go up. And tisa na anonu amudum yeja yeguha. Now there is a backup plan. Abe kensi unu say ye pull the ebua to you. Misi unu yadi watina wa yadi watina wa say where you man is say. Where you man? Di enti di eti yau. Amasisa class 4 5 egu swadi watu abro. Oh, where you man is it? It yaka baby genati a condition must say poor be ya mon fancy or not can you know? That is why we are paying. Poor be boo saying. Yen him say poor ni be tiny at the water now. Poor be no boo and was soon. I mean, you may be on my Monferre. Mediocrity. Monferre. For a better radio, so fine, because say, eh, doom son, I poor bin ape, insim hunu. Poor bin ape, sang. Poor free in the booya. Kukrusio, Nasokanea. What? Stop talking. Our people talk too much. Quote, Arabs, the Emiratis don't talk. They work. They don't talk. They are working. They will say, we are going to build, 500 toilets. Same. They are going to build school. They don't say, we are going to. Ubebana project, because work! Work! To be a book. Poor Busing. Mech as a poor Busing. Aden a poor Bu. Just a poor Busing. No, men tears here. Aden a poor Bu. Poor Nabusing. The Catholic Bishops' Conference came up to say that Ghanaians are suffering. And government is living in a lavish lifestyle.
small boys, it didn't pay for you. In Sunghunu. In Sunghunu, Papa says, I can't crack your wound. Abijina Hawasawano. Damians are suffering. Unimua, Father Fona Catcher. They say, Woman Shamachi. Sadia Nino. Father Fona, I'm very woman and compass me casting me. Ghana for bread, people are in lavish. Me say, Ubiyo beka jose gana nye di wenye sike funu bi ne di. Anase, okabayin weyon. You can feel it. Because kane buy in bundles and in bags. Ti, ya tu petro so I won't take. Because omu ekwe na omu ji petro free. So kaniye free. Insuo ye free. Waka ache eme se gana nye di. We have a catch him, say, pull up. Fix the pole! Fix the pole! Fix the pole! Near what if you had a pole? Near what if you had a pole? Yeah, pole, boo, saying. Happy John Sammy and Pierre Baby. It was tough right now! I saw some woman who said the cloud of witnesses are watching us. Are watching us. The cloud of witnesses are watching us. Oh God. In Jesus' precious name. Fans at Obos. Let's play the national. Stretch your hands on the flag of Ghana on the altar and pray for us. Pray for this country. Pray for our failing and frail dollar and our vulnerable economy. We are asking God to reduce our deficit. A budget was supposed to be read, has been postponed to another day. We shed deficit and what? Inflation last week. Is climbing up in double digits. God, heal our country. Heal our land. God, bless our homeland, Ghana. Make our nation greater and stronger. Bold to defend forever the cause of freedom and of right. Fill our hearts with genuine humility. Make us cherish fearless honesty. I pray in the name of Jesus that you grant us the power to resist oppressor's rule with all our will and might. I commend your people to you, to the word of your grace that is able to build them up and to give them an inheritance. This week, wherever you'll be going, whatever you'll be doing, I commit it all into the hands of God. And Father, I pray honoring you, thanking you for the life of my president, his wife and the first family. I'm asking your grace over Ghana. The country is sick, not only metaphorically, seriously we are sick. We need your help and we need your mercy come through for us. I pray that you will heal our leaders, heal our systems, heal our structures in the name of Jesus. Lastly, rebuke the devourer for our sake in the name of Jesus. This week, let it be a flourishing week for your people. Do them good and smile on them. In the precious name of Jesus. I make intercession for the poor, the less privileged, the underfortunate. I pray for the prisoner, anchor for prisons, usher for James Fort and Sanwam Kumasi Central and the rest of the prisons in the country. I pray for the people in every police cell. I pray for the people in every hospital and everybody that is sick in any part of the country. Stretch your hands and have mercy on them. Be gracious to us and be kind to us. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Thank you for your favor. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.